Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren. Big win for the Gunners last
Absolutely,
night.
Audrey. Yeah, very impressive. 5-0 winners against their great rivals Chelsea in the Premier League. Leandro Trossard opened the scoring very early in the game, about 5 minutes thereabouts. And then two goals each from Ben White and Kai Havertz. Five goals there, significant in terms of the scoring difference, because they have a much healthier scoring difference now than Manchester City and Liverpool, who they lead by 3 points. Liverpool in action tonight against Everton, of course. Some were questioning the Gunners' bottle after their loss to Aston Villa and their exit from the Champions League, but Mikel Arteta, their manager, very happy with the response.
If you want to be fighting with the top teams in top competitions, you have to be prepared for disappointments, and then you have to face the reality, and our reality is beautiful because we've been working for 9.5 months to try to win the Premier League, and what we have to do is face that reality, re-energize and go for it, and I think that's exactly what the team has done.
There was a big shock last night in the Airgrid Under 20 Football Championship. Louth beat Dublin in the Leinster semi-final. It's the first time that a Louth team has beaten Dublin at any age grade league or championship since 2006. And they'll play Meath in the final. That'll be a tasty affair, won't it? The Royals overcame the reigning Leinster and All-Ireland champions Kildare. The Munster football final between Kerry and Clare will be played in Ennis on Sunday week. Limerick not available on that date, so the counties decided to toss for home advantage. And Clare won that toss. Would you believe the last Leinster football final to be held in Ennis was 1919, 105 years ago. It's going to be a pretty special occasion for everyone involved there. Four Irish fighters guaranteed bronze medals at the very least at the European Championships in Serbia. Kelly Harrington, Aoife O'Rourke, Shannon Sweeney, Niamh Fey, they all won their respective quarterfinals. Two more medals for the Irish para swimmers in Portugal. Nicole Turner and Barry McClements, both with bronze medals in their events at the European Championships. Nicole admitted afterwards that the Paralympics in Paris this summer is the big focus, and this medal is a bonus.
I suppose a medal this time of year, it is the icing on the cake. Like, I think the year of the games, Europeans is kind of just the final prep into, like, we make mistakes, we try new things and work on old things as well. So I think technically I felt a lot better than this morning. It was still the same time, but to come out with a bronze medal, it just makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, the Irish women's rugby team play Scotland in Belfast on Saturday. This is the final game of the Six Nations. The team suffered that heavy defeat last weekend to England, but they don't have too much time to feel sorry for themselves because it's winner-take-all this weekend. Third place in the table up for grabs and a qualifying place for the next World Cup. Michael Corcoran's been speaking to Brittany Hogan.
Still on, well on track with our main goal coming into the campaign, which is to be in the top three at the end of it. So, like, that's our goal for the weekend. We're all in on achieving that and trying to put the best performance out there to see how we get on. So, all set for the weekend and ready to finish the campaign off on high.
Now, you're a pretty honest group of individuals, the whole lot of you. I mean, individually and collectively. I would imagine the last couple of days have been pretty tough after the match in Twickenham.
Yeah, honesty is one of our core values of our group. So we reviewed our performance, how we felt on the pitch, what we feel like went wrong. With that comes taking that constructively as feedback instead of criticism. Because we have that as our core value, it's nothing to take to heart, and we pride ourselves on you're telling me something for the right reason, so I will listen to you and I will do my best to recover it.
Yeah, that came live on Radio 1 on Saturday. Well done to Laura Gillespie yesterday, winning the Giro Mediterraneo Rossa event in Italy. 5-stage race, biggest win of her career. Terrific result for her as well, heading into a very busy summer with Olympics on the horizon as well. World number 3 Mark Allen began his World Snooker Championship strongly. 7-2 lead against Robbie Williams. First to 10 goes through there. And finally, racing at Goran from 4. And Belluestown gets underway at 4:45 this evening.